Agit vach in a mazl dike vach, terei Shabbos koidish chuvd ala tchesh, vinnis de yud saad, av hama kiblu ele kire baini avrum azulai zechisi yugun alayni, known in the Torah world as the chesed le avrum. He was born in Fez, Morocco, to his father, Hagvir Vahanusir Motcha Zechisi Yugun Alayni. He is also the grandfather of the Heilige Chidu. He was born in Shi'an Lamed, that's 1570, and is Nestalige von Chuv Dalet Cheshvin, Tuv Dalet, that's 1644, and he is buried in Chevron. He stayed in Fez, Morocco, until he was approximately 40 years old. He writes about that period and that tekifa of his life in Fez, and he writes with an unbelievable nostalgia. He says it was a ir melayech achum of a sofrim tamimis de ge'elach yidden that lived for the Eibishter and learned and mitzvah and abayis havayis veruva. But lamasa, like the history of Klal Yisrael, from 1604 to 1606, Fez and the entire Morocco suffered schrecklich. It started with hunger, then came famine, then came looting and wars. And who do we blame? Avada Gavis, we blame the Yidden. Everything is the Yidden's fault. So in 1610, penniless, without anything, he left Eretz Yisrael. He made a kabbula that if the Eibishter would be good to him, he will settle in Chevron and live out his life over there. He finally found a boat that was willing to take him. No sooner had they departed, they were a day or two into the journey and the boat capsized. And the only thing that he had with him was his kisve koidish, and all of that got lost. And he used to cry about it and say, my Chadisha Torah, that was the only thing that I had. But Lamasa, the Eibishter was good to him and he was saved. So to commemorate the Ness that he was saved, he made himself a seal. Everybody had a seal the way we have a stamp today. They had seals in those days. The seal was in the shape and the form of a boat. That was to commemorate the Zeichel, the Ness. Lamasa, he arrived in Chevron. And he finally settled in Chevron. And in Chevron, his nechuma was that he found a lot of manuscripts, a lot of kisve kodesh that were hundreds of years old, kabul, and then he found from Ria Kodesh Kedoyma, and that was like mayim karim, that was like mamish, that was mechayim, and that gave him a psanuchis and psageshmak to go on and deen the Eibishter right and forget his past. But Bikash Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, not long after that, there was a Megaifa. So he ran from there to Yerushalayim, and then the Megaifa ended up in Yerushalayim, and from there he went to Aza, and he settled in Aza, and Aza became an Ungenim and an Ish Kudish and a Tzaddik. Everybody recognized who he was, but he made the Neder to the Eibishter. I will start writing Svurim now and start rewriting and basing Chadisha Torah and everything that I learned over the course of my life, you take me back to Chevron, I will write Svurim. So he started writing. He wrote the Bala Bris of Avrum and Aza. He wrote the Chesed L'Avrum and Aza. The Chesed L'Avrum is based on Toiris from the Heilige Remak and the Heilige Ria Kudish. And Lamasa, the Eibishter was kind to him, and he ended up back in Chevron. And as Nestalig of Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chayesur Chuvta Alat Cheshvin, and he was buried in the Beis HaChaim, Hayushin, and Chevron. His yearning to Chevron knew no bounds, and he writes that the Muras HaMachpaila, where the Uvas are born, that is facing the entranceway to Gan Eden, the Tachten, and that's why he wanted to live in Chevron, and that's why he wanted to die in Chevron. Just an interest and be buried there. Just an interesante zach. He writes that when Mashiach had Kimen, he's only going to find 7,000 Yidden in Yerushalayim. And over the year in Eretz Yisrael, and over the years Tzaddikim were busy with this, Sat Meruv Zachis Yigin Alayim, he was busy with this. And he said, it doesn't mean that there's going to be a Magaifa Loilani or expulsion. He said, Zetzachos, that the Yidden that Mashiach is going to cherish is going to be the Yidden that are Moisa Nefesh for living in Eretz Yisrael, living there, Bekedisha, Betahar, and that's only going to be 7,000 Yidden. And Satmaruv used to cry, there are so many hundreds of thousands of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, and Mashiach is only going to settle for 7,000. You don't really know what the Chesed Lavruam means, but this is what he wrote. We will end off with a fascinating and interesting story that is brought down that happened to some Chesed Lavruam. The Sultan of the Ottoman Empire came from Turkey to visit Eretz Yisrael. Now, Me'urus HaMachpaila in Chevron was a mukim where everyone, Yidden and non-Yidden alike, would travel and make a pilgrimage for months just to get there. So the Sultan got to Chevron and he went to Me'urus HaMachpaila and versteigt sich with pomp and everything they prepared as they would for the Sultan, and they gave him a royal tour. He went from one room to another. One room we know is called Avram Avini, Yankiv, and Yitzchak's room, Heichel Yitzchak, Chayde Yitzchak, that is, Vus Mezukt is Mamash Lamala from the actual Me'urus HaMachpaila. So he went in there, and by the corner of the wall, there is a hole, and that hole is directly over Azoyiz Mekibel, Vide Uvasag Doishim are buried. So the Sultan went over to the hole, and they dropped down some sort of lantern or something it should illuminate, and he bent over to look down, and he had this very expensive dagger, a sword, that was, the ornaments on it was diamonds and ruby, and it was made out of gold. This is what he used to wear. That was his sign as being the Sultan. And as he bent over, that dagger fell down, and within a few seconds, they heard a ping, it hit the floor. The Sultan's dagger, his sword, the most expensive today, would be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You're talking solid gold with diamonds and rubies. Vustitman, the first thing he said, take a soldier, drop him down. They started dropping down one soldier after another. And as they dropped them down, they would hear screaming and coilus and shrieking, silence. They pulled up one after one, anifter. They pulled up one soldier, another. After a few soldiers, they chapped that there is no one that can be dropped down into the Me'ura itself and come up alive. Now, what do Goyim do? The Sultan is fuming. He wants his dagger. So, Vuzugn the Goyim, Sultan, drop down, start dropping down Yidden. So it'll die. Eventually, one will make it up. Sure enough, they sent out a shliach to the Yiddish community in Chevron that the Sultan wants a Yid to go down. So the Yidden sent back him. So the Yidden were koydim calling ganzen to shosen and to drudel vimzuk. They were totally besides themselves. They knew the goyim died. Everybody knew it. This was the talk of the town. And some had the pach to go down into Me'urus HaMachpaila. So they came to the Chesed Lavruam. The Chesed Lavruam said, send them back a message. We need 3 days to prepare. The ganze Yishuv and Chevron fasted for 3 days. They were in Besmedrish. They said Tillim. And after 3 days, they threw a goydel. And the goydel came out on the Heilige Chesed Lavruam. The Chesed Lavruam asked for another 24 hours. Gegangen a mikveh, ungetin, yom kippur dike begudim, the kittel. He fasted another day. And then he came in to Me'urus HaMachpaila trembling. And he comes to the Sultan. He says, I'm here, I am, drop me down. And he told the Yiddish Kehillah that they shouldn't worry. He told them that he's coming back. Sure enough, they drop him down, and the Heilige Chesed Lavruam said as follows, related as follows. He says, as soon as they dropped me down, I landed on my feet, I look around, he saw three Yidden with an unbelievable Hadras Punim, and their faces were aglow. And they introduced themselves to him. They said, we are the Uvasag Doishim, Avrum Yitzchak V'Yankiv. And they said, don't worry, you are going to go back up B'Shulim. You could pick up the dagger. He looked around. He asked if he could walk around. They let him walk around. He looked around. And then he tells them, he says, I'm an old man already. I don't want to go up. Lamach shen du blaben. So the Uvas HaKadoshim told the Chesed Lavruam. They said, if you don't go up with the sword, the Sultan is going to kill all the Yidden in Hebron. He says, you have to go up. But since you're such an Ishkudish, this Chalika Dayis, if they told him, you will be back by us in 24 hours or in 7 days, this Chalika Dayis on the story, they told him, go up and prepare and you will be with us shortly. The Heilige Chesed Lavruon was pulled up. The Tzaddik, the Rebbe, the Mekibel comes back. The Sultan got his sword and within a day everything quieted down. But the Heilige Chesed Lavruon told the Kehili, he said, Rabbeisai, he says, my time has come and I'm going back to the Uvas HaKadoshim. And he said, let me spend the duration, what I have of Dein Welt, with my beloved Kehila. And he spent it with the Yidden and Chevron, and he sat and had Marbet's Torah Gevein with the Mekabulim and Chevron, and taught them, and left over an indelible mark of Kabula, Kedisha, Tahara. And Nuchtem is an astalle geworden, Chuv Dalet Cheshvan, Zechiso Yugen Alayni Agitavach.